Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time now for a little TD Tuesday with your guys, Woolchuck and Chiofalo. Here they are, Eric and Zach.
Let's do it, baby. We love to do this on a Tuesday. We have all the best touchdown calls from the National Football League and college football, and we do it in a way we like to call TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak. Boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start right here in our backyard, AT&T Stadium, the home of the front runners. Derek Carr and the Saints come to town with their tubas and 70-yard bomb skis.
Play action to Jamal Williams. He's looking deep, and he's throwing deep, and he's throwing for Shaheed. Shaheed makes the catch. 10, 5, goose, see you later. 5, no flags. 70 yards. You can be greedy, my friend, because it makes for a great touchdown.
Wish you weren't so damn greedy.
The New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Mike Haas?
Yeah, Mike Haas and company.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
That was Shaheed's seventh reception over 50 yards of air distance since the start of last season. Of course, the most in the NFL.
You said he was boom or bust.
Yeah,
fantasy
he's
dude.
A big play
he
guy.
He was booming and busting all over
he
this Cowboys
sure was.
Defense.
He sure was. All right, let's go to Tampa Bay where they're firing them cannons. Baker Mayfield finding his guy, Chris Godwin.
It is first down and 10. Rashad White. Sidecar to the left, shotgun look. Irving in motion, play action fake, looking Baker Mayfield, throws the ball downfield. Got a receiver wide open at the 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Chris Godwin, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield looked over and throws a 41-yard strike to a wide open Chris Godwin. It was the Chris Godwin drive, and the Bucs take a 6-point lead, 12-6.
The Godwin drive, oh yeah, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Shout out to Gene here in the Tampa Bay Radio Network.
Deckerhoff, is that my guy?
Gene Deckerhoff,
Deckerhoff.
And look, Chris Godwin's had a great start to the season. So is Baker and just the Bucs offense in general. They're humming.
Sneaky, sneaky contender in the NFC.
Yep.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, what
fire
a playoff,
the
game last
playoff
year.
Contender.
They're firing them cannon, not a contender. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Yeah,
like
last year. I'm talking playoffs, yeah, but not a Super Bowl.
Since 2020, no NFC team has more wins, including the playoffs, than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Man.
Look at that, man. A model of consistency. I would have thought the Niners, you know, you'd have been pulling out. Maybe,
sure.
maybe even the Cowboys, but they included the playoffs. Yeah, so that's when it was like, that's probably going to hurt for the front runners. Let's get to Filthy, where the Dirty Birds storm the town and Kirk Cousins. What is it? Kirk O'Chains. To Mr. D. London.
Takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there. Caught! Touchdown, Atlanta! Drake London, for the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone, and the Falcons have tied the game with 34 seconds.
I think you got to look at the South now, too. I mean, they're putting up some results, aren't they? Tampa, this, New Orleans.
Atlanta at 1-1, 14-game streak without a touchdown for Drake London. That's how bad that quarterback situation was last year.
Thank
that
you to the
crazy.
Wes Durham on the call there for the Falcones.
Yeah, shout out to the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. All right, let's go to Malik Willis making his start in Green Bay. This was a stunner this weekend. The Green Bay Packer Radio Network with the call. Willis with his first touchdown as a Packer.
Wicks motions back and forth, and here's the snap. Willis looks, throws, right side, got us, man, down the sidelines, into the end zone, Dontayvion Wicks, and the Packers, no flags, lead it by the score of 9-0.
Yeah, and thank you to the Packers Radio Network for that one. I mean, Matt LaFleur and the game plan that he was able to pull out there, just a total masterclass. Is that Gus Bradley that he took to the woodshed there? It's like, hey, Gus.
I think so.
All we can do is run the ball. Yeah. And fortunately for Matt LaFleur, he understands that there's more than just one way to run the ball. And so it was just being inundated with creative designs, and his quarterback can scoot. That was one of like 14 times Malik Willis threw the football. And, of course, it ended in a touchdown right there. But that right there was an awesome. That was a coach victory. Game ball, Matt LaFleur.
Yep.
That's not a petty one either. That's a tip of the cap.
That's a real one.
All right, let's go to college football, where the TDs in South Carolina were rocking and rolling. I believe this was the moment on your Saturday afternoon that Brian Broaddus started truffle shuffling in his parents' living room.
Third down, goal to go from the Carolina 2. Nussmeier in the shotgun along with Williams. Here's the snap. Williams goes left side. Williams into the end zone. Put a Tiger 6 on it. Touchdown, Fighting Tigers of LSU. 2-yard touchdown for Josh Williams. And it's 35-33 with a point after try upcoming with a minute 12 to go in this one.
Brian's pants are flying off. Touchdown, Fighting Tigers of LSU. Let's go.
How about that, man? But I'll tell you this, though. South Carolina's quarterback doesn't get hurt. That's probably an L.
Probably an L. Hey, but you got the dub.
Well, yeah. I just want to know what it feels like to have the resiliency to go down 17-0 in a game and still feel like you got a fighting chance. A Tiger fighting chance.
Yeah, even Coach Beamer was like saying, hey, we're doing everything in our power to lose this football game.
Yeah.
They asked him
a little help.
Let's go fight Tigers.
He goes, we are trying everything in our power to lose this football game today. And sure enough, they did.
Hey, LSU wouldn't let you do a shout out to the LSU Radio Network. Let's go to the Jets Radio Network. Braylon Allen, the rookie. How about this? First victory of the Aaron Rodgers era with the J-E-T-S, Jets. Allen, Cowboy fans wanted him in the draft. You didn't get him. He's now doing it for the Jets.
Rodgers under center. Braylon Allen alone set back. He takes the handoff, runs right, has a crease to the 15, stiff arm, freeway, 5, goal line, touchdown, that's a Jet touchdown.
That's a Jet touchdown.
I like that call.
Bob was choosing?
Yeah, Bob was choosing.
We've interviewed him before, right?
Bobby Wiz.
Week two, I think we asked him some ridiculous questions. Like, he was a big food guy. Bobby was choosing.
Yeah, we were talking.
He's been a good guest from ESPN as well when he does the playoff hockey.
Bottomless Bob, I believe is what they call him in the upstate.
In the upstate
area. Braylon Allen.
In the tri-state.
In the tri-state. So what are you saying here, Walchuk? Braylon Allen, the guy who had 2 touchdown runs for the Jets, if perhaps the Cowboys didn't trade a 4th round pick for Trey Lance.
Maybe he'd have the Badger.
That's a guy that...
The Badger.
You could identify as...
Badger.
Could have been an option
part of your team. Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that we have that right. Let's go to Minnesota, where the Vikings and Sam Darnold continue to shock the world. They punch Shanahan in the mouth. 97 yards to the best receiver in football.
2nd and 9 for the Vikings from their own 3. Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. To the 40, cuts back to the 25, heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners to the 5. Touchdown! A 97-yard touchdown from Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson. And your Minnesota Vikings have a 9-0 lead.
That's incredible.
Paul Allen with the call there.
Yes. He gets more excited than anybody.
He does. He gets way excited.
It's a hell of a call. But, hey, a 97-yard touchdown, you don't see it every day.
No, you don't.
It's pretty amazing.
How about Justin Jefferson traveling 127.5 yards on that play, which is the most distance traveled by a ball carrier on an offensive touchdown in the next gen stats era.
There we go.
Crazy.
Made history there on the Vikings radio network.
From one stud receiver to the next in his first ever NFL touchdown, it is Bob Papa and the Giants radio network. Welcome to the league, Malik Nabers.
Third and one. Jones takes a shotgun snap. Throws it to the end zone for Nabers, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants. Malik Nabers scores his first career touchdown on a third and one at the four, and the Giants are back in front with 8 seconds to go in the half.
The entire offense is on his shoulders. I think he had 18 targets.
Yeah, it was 18 with 10 receptions.
Unreal.
Too. Yeah.
I saw from Dane Brugler that Malik Nabers last year in college had the most receptions of 20 or more yards. Yes. And to start this NFL season, he has the most receptions of 20 or more yards. He's got 5 already on the season, and that's with Daniel Jones throwing him the football. I mean, if you put competence back there, he might have double that.
Yeah, he's an absolute special.
Yeah, he's a savage. And now it's time to go to Charlotte, where careers seem to just go to die, man. This is as sad a place as you could find yourself, unless, of course, you're J.K. Dobbins doing the touchdown dance.
Dobbins right behind him. It's to Dobbins, trying to stretch it. He's got the corner. Dobbins, left sideline, 30, 20, one man to beat. Cuts inside, 10, 5, flips into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. J.K. Dobbins.
The flip into the end zone. Matt Money Smith with the call there, Chargers Radio Network.
Don't call me late, Matt Money Smith, because he was when he came to talk to us.
Shots fired.
Yeah,
I lost track of where I was.
Sorry, guys. Trying to navigate the stadium. But J.K. Dobbins, an outstanding start to the season here with Harbaugh and the Chargers. Couple
it's
knee
crazy.
Surgeries, no big deal. All right, let's go to Vegas for their 80s. They end up coming back.
They're
tying the game. Eric Chiafalo's like, what the hell's going on? I got to do a bet payoff because it's Gardner Minshew to Devontae Adams.
First and goal on the Ravens' one-yard line after Baltimore's ninth penalty. Minshew in the gun. He's got Zamir White to his right. Brings Mayer into the backfield. The handoff to Zamir. No, Minshew keeps it to the end zone for Adams. And it's caught. Touchdown, Raiders. Minshew pulled it out of White's belly and a quick throw to Devontae in the back middle of the end zone. And the Raiders, with 3:54 to go in the game, are an extra point away from tying this game.
The old belly pull.
Unbelievable, man. And now you have Raider Joe in the 209 texting me, F you, Eric. I think you should be thanking me and Dawson.
F you, you're welcome, Eric.
Picking against your Raiders in Survivor and them having, if it wasn't for the Eagles, the most ridiculous comeback of the football weekend. That was insane. Congratulations to them.
Triple bet payoff Friday.
Jeez.
I can't wait to watch it.
In Arlington.
Come on out, watch it with me.
A remote?
Yeah.
We'll have a front row seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walchuk's going to be feeling like $1 million on Friday after consuming the pickled pig's feet last Friday. He is now unscathed.
Thank goodness.
And watches us all, perish, really, in front of the Tolo's eyes there at Shakerton's. All right. We go back to the world of college football. It's the Oklahoma Sooners, Carter Freeman's squad, and it's Taylor Tatum touchdown. I love a little alliteration.
Again, twin backs. Again, no play action throw. That's caught on the edge by Barnes. Turns it up. House it. Touchdown. Taylor Tatum. Touchdown. And he takes a swing for the fences.
Taylor Tatum. Touchdown.
Takes a swing.
Holy Tatum. Yeah, the Sooner Radio Network. Shout out to you, Boomer Sooner Carter. All right, let's Fuego Rapido try and get the rest of these in. Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray. Finally says, I'm throwing you the football. He sure did. Arizona Radio Network with the call.
Fake to Connor. Murray on the rollout. Looking deep for Harrison. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the end zone. Touchdown again.
That guy's great. I love
it. Is that Dan Schumann?
I think so, yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, we've talked to him before.
Thank you to the Cardinals Radio Network. Not sure who Burrow threw this touchdown to, but
Andre Yoshivash, my Princeton guy.
This is my favorite call of the football weekend.
Fourth down and goal from the 3. The Bengals elect to go for it, even though a field goal would give them the lead. Burrow looking to throw. Bouncing backward, he throws into the end zone and is caught for the touchdown.
Nice.
Andre Yosivash with his second touchdown catch of the game. And the Bengals, with a gutsy call, go for it on fourth and goal from the three and score.
Yeah, I mean, they're still my favorite, the Bengals Radio Network, the energy. And they're calling this guy Yoshi. I think it's awesome. Yeah. I think the Yoshi nickname for him is fantastic. All right, let's just skip down to Craig Way and the Texas Longhorns. Here he is, Arch Manning, gets in the game. Quinn Ewers is out. And, well, he just goes to pay dirt.
Split right is DeAndre Moore. Tight end is Gunnar Helm on second down. Handoff, Weisner, getting up, pulling it back in. Is Manning. Arch breaks a tackle. 50, 45 to the 30. Dare I say it? Say goodnight to it. 67 yards. To the house.
Arch Amazing. Allegedly topped out at a faster MPH on that play than Tyreek Hill did all last season, and I just refuse to believe that. That's a ball sacking.
It's
right
unbelievable.
There.
I mean, Craig Way was watching that, looking like, "Is this real? Did this just happen? 67 yards, Arch Manning on the ground."
I want to check the gun on that one, Chief.
Yeah.
I think they got to get that recalibrated.
Quick trigger.
Numbers pretty fast. But. Yeah. No, he's got wheels. There's no question. But come on now, half a mile an hour faster than Tyreek Hill, the cheetah. Give me a damn break.
Well, thank you, boys. It's time now to get to the Chris Young show here in the G-Bag Nation, usually on Mondays, but was returning from Japan where he scouted the next great Japanese pitcher that's going to come through here in a couple of years. We'll get his thoughts on that and so much more with the Rangers GM next. It's the G-Bag Nation on the fan.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, it's time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. It's brought to you by Ty Lock, George, I Care. Segments presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. A lot to talk about with this baseball team. And Rangers hosting the Blue Jays tonight, 6:30 pregame, as CY joins us now here in the Nation. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, we're doing great. A lot to talk about. But first up, how was your trip to Japan, man?
It was a great trip. It was a quick trip. I flew over Saturday and came back yesterday. Flew over Friday and came back yesterday. So not sure which time zone I'm in right now, but nonetheless, happy to be back. But it was a wonderful trip.
Yeah, I can imagine the turnaround with the time zone changes and all that just wreaking havoc. And what do you think of the 22-year-old Roki Sasaki, or how much can you talk about this right now?
Yeah, I really can't. I'll say that it was great getting over there and seeing a game and spending time with our Japanese scouts who do a tremendous job, and very excited about our Japanese and Pac Rim operations. And there's a lot of talent over there, and I enjoyed going over there.
Hey, Chris, I hope this is not too probing of a question, but for players like that, is it more about being seen over there than the evaluation of the prospect, that if they, you know, the post and all that stuff? I was trying to kind of get an idea about that stuff.
The purpose of the trip was not simply a scouting trip. Right. There were a lot of different things. It was to spend time with our own scouts.
Sure.
Have meetings with different people connected to Japanese baseball, and really establish a presence in Japan in terms of the Texas Rangers have a good track record of relationships over there. And
right.
I think those have served the organization well, especially when Darvish wanted to come over. And we want to make sure that we continue to develop those relationships and be in a good position for the next crop of Japanese talent that comes out.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to ask you awkward questions about your contract future anymore, Chris. Congrats on that.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm happy that it's behind us. I'm looking forward to the future here, and really excited for what we have to build upon. Obviously, this year has not gone the way we wanted. That said, I'm very confident and extremely motivated to get back to what I believe this team can be, this organization should be, and most importantly, what our fans deserve. So there's a lot of work ahead. I want to see a strong finish here these last couple weeks, and then we'll turn the page on 2024 and regroup and be ready for 2025.
Well, CY, I do have one uncomfortable question. Is this possibly Nathan Eovaldi's last home start as a member of the Rangers?
Certainly that possibility exists, and I can't deny that. He's not under contract for next year. That said, we love the player, and I think we would be very interested in finding a way to get Nate back. But I understand that things happen, and so I don't take for granted that it could be his last start. I hope it's not, but the reality is that he is not under contract for next year. We'll see how that plays out, but I would love to have him back.
We got to chat with Kamar Rocker earlier, and that was awesome. It was great seeing him out there making his debut. I know you were in Japan, but overall, your thoughts on him and DeGrom being back in and what the organization felt about their starts?
Yeah, I did get to see Kamar on Thursday before flying over to Japan on Friday. I had to miss Jacob's start, but I was actually able to watch it on the flight, which was amazing. And so it was just so fun seeing both those guys pitch back-to-back nights. They're both so talented, especially for Kamar to see his debut. It was really special. The first two guys get on base, he has second and third, no outs, and he navigates it, gets out of it without giving up a run. And, he pitched so well, and it was so exciting to see. I think it's great for his future, for the future of the Rangers. And then obviously to follow that up the next night with Jacob DeGrom, who has been the best pitcher in the world at certain times when he's healthy. And Jacob looked like he hadn't skipped a beat. I know he wasn't perfectly satisfied with his performance, but I was so happy for Jacob to be back out there and really what it means to our fans and our 2025 season. So I thought to some degree it was a glimpse of next year. I'm excited for both those players and looking forward to watching their next couple of starts here before the season winds down.
Jack Leiter to the bullpen. I saw Bochy talking about that. Could you just give us the kind of the thinking in putting Leiter more in the bullpen perhaps for the rest of the season?
Well, obviously, we'd love to have Jack in the rotation. We have a surplus of starters right now, and so the easiest thing to do was to slide Jack to the pen to piggyback Max as Max came back off the IL. And as it turns out, the two of them split the game, and it was fun seeing both those guys back out there and pitching well. So, you know, really happy with Jack's performance. I thought he pitched great. Handled, you know, the change in role very, very well. And ultimately, I think that'll serve him well, too, moving forward, understanding that, you know, he's versatile and capable of doing different things. But, you know, we see Jack as a starting pitcher long term and not something that we want to get used to. But that said, where we are right now, that's what we had to do.
Rangers general manager Chris Young here with you on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so we're talking a lot about pitching, and it's really exciting. But with the way the offense went, my question is starting pitching the top priority as you look forward to the winter, or is it getting those 200-plus runs back?
Well, it's both. We're going to need both. And you know, the best teams in baseball right now, they score runs and they pitch. And so we've got to be able to do both. And we need to be probably elite in one of those areas. And I think last year we were very elite offensively, and I think that's we're capable of doing that. The additions may be internal additions as much as they are from the external additions in terms of improving our offense. And I think I say that meaning getting Josh Young for a full season, getting Evan Carter for a full season, having Adolis Garcia and Jonah Heim bounce back and play like they're capable. And really, if those things happen, then I think we're in a much better position to be a better offensive team. I can't imagine that we would struggle if those guys are performing at their accustomed level, that we would struggle to the degree we have this year. So I think that's a huge part of it. Now, with that, we are always going to look for ways to improve our club any way we can. And adding to our offense will be something that we look into this offseason. So in what form that happens, I can't necessarily predict at this point, but it's our job as a front office to continue to improve and find any way we can to make the club better and give the team a chance to win a championship again next year.
You mentioned the health of a lot of your offensive catalysts there and maybe a dip in production. When you go and evaluate that, how do you judge if that was just player-based dip in production or if it was maybe instruction-based?
Well, I think, you know, it's a tough thing to evaluate, but, you know, ultimately we have to figure out what the root cause was. And I think that sometimes guys just have bad years. And I experienced that as a player. I understand it. Now, what we want to see is that the player is motivated from that bad year and that they understand what went wrong and how we're going to correct it moving forward. And then, you know, collectively, we look at our philosophy and our instruction to make sure that that's in line with what the player needs to set the player up for success. So it's both. And I can't, you know, we can't shift blame to any one spot in terms of the players or the staff. It's collective. We've all failed to some degree this year, and it's our jobs to self-reflect and find solutions and ways we're going to bounce back. And you know, it's up for the players to go work hard and commit to a plan and show up in really good shape and motivated, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
You talk about internal improvement. Might that include the now reigning Texas League Player of the Week? Is it Aubie Ortiz hit .524 with four bombs in five games? What can you tell us about the Rough Rider?
Yeah, he's, you know, actually he's, it's great to see him finish strong. He's had a little bit of a down season. I think Double A has been a little bit of an adjustment for him, but he's now at the end of the season and he seems to be figuring it out. You know, he was our minor league player of the year last year, had a tremendous year in Hickory. And, you know, and as with most players, they go to double A and they see a level of talent they quite haven't quite seen yet. And there's an adjustment period. And Abby went through that this year, but he's finishing strong. He's very talented. He's got immense power and is a really, really hardworking kid, good guy, always happy. And, you know, excited about the progress he's made here at the end of the season and looking forward for him having a good offseason as well.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Give these Blue Jays hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Good chatting with you.
There he goes, Rangers GM Chris Young. Mostly Mondays at 4:20, but he was traveling there. Little international flight, Brian. I know you're familiar with that.
Yeah, international flight. I'm sure that he was up in the front of the bus, old, you know, 6'10 guy. You can't be in the back of the bus there. You got to be up in the front of that bus where you can stretch out a little bit.
We'll continue our weekly series with Mark Schlereth of Odyssey NFL Insider with you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation talking NFL football week 3 with Mark next in the nation. I want to chat Frankel's. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's time now for our weekly conversation with Mark Schlereth. He is our Odyssey NFL Insider. Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. You know, that one hurt a little bit.
We're doing crappy stink, honestly.
We just got our heads kicked in, bro.
Yeah. We crapped in our helmet again, stink.
Yeah, you certainly did. Listen, I said this on Breakfast Ball, the show here I do in New York. I've said it on my podcast. You know, I predicted the Saints going in there and beating the Cowboys. They're a physical freaking group, man. They're a physical football team, and it's so funny. I just got done doing an interview in Chicago, and it's amazing how you build a football team. And, you know, Chicago has built it from the outside in. Like, hey, we got so many, like, we got Keenan Allen, and we got DJ Moore, and now we got Roma Dunze, and we got, you know, a tight end and Komet, and we got a running back in Swift, and, like, we're going to be unstoppable. We got all these weapons. Well, guess what? He can't block anybody. Mm. Last Sunday night against Houston, 37 dropbacks by the quarterback, Caleb Williams, 36 pressures. So you do the math. Like, how's all that weaponry doing as you're kicking field goals? Let me ask you that. So it's really interesting when you put a team together that can absolutely dominate the line of scrimmage and how it just basically beats the will out of you. And, like, one thing I would tell you is, you know, watching that game, and it's humiliating getting physically whooped at a line of scrimmage and physically just beat down. How do you respond to that? And the answer for the Cowboys is they had no response to that because they could not match the physicality of the Saints. And that's concerning, like, because that's on film, that shows. And then you just start saying, well, hey, listen, guys, we might not be able to out-talent the wide receiving core. We may not be able to out-talent them, but we can beat them up. And that's going to be a recipe until they solve it. Like, every team's going to come in there and try to physically wear them out.
So how do you become a physical team?
Well, you got to have the right players, obviously. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. You got to have the right players, and then you've got to have a dedication to it. It's got to become your identity. It's got to become what you do, who you are, and the way you go about handling your business. And so it's one of those things that you just come out and say, this is who we're going to be, and this is how we're going to work on it, and this is the way, you know, we're going to play the game. Now, unfortunately, listen, it's really hard to work on those things because, you know, I don't know, in a physical contact sport and, you know, where technique and coming off the ball and creating leverage and all that stuff is really important, we're no longer allowed in this league to practice. Like, we're no longer allowed to hit people in practice. And so it's really, if you don't have it and it's not something you did in training camp, and it's not really how you're built or who you are, it's really hard to have that happen. You know, it's funny, I was calling a game in Detroit last year and Roger Goodell came up to me and he said, hey, Stink, how's it going, Stink? He goes, you know, at this point, we had so many quarterbacks miss games. I think it was 68 games missed by starting quarterbacks in the league or something at this point. He goes, what are we going to do about all these quarterbacks missing, you know, missing games? And I go, Well, I don't know, Roger. You know, I mean, if you keep legislating contact out of a contact sport and you don't get to work on it as an offensive line anymore, and you like you don't think there's a cause and effect of guys getting hurt at the quarterback position, I mean, come on. You can't work on it. You can't block people. You don't know how to block people. And now we wonder why the quarterbacks are getting hit and getting hurt. I mean, it's silly to me the way we operate as a league. But, yeah, once – you know, once that shift settled, it's hard to it's hard to all of a sudden go, okay, now we're going to be physical. Well, when are you going to work on it? I don't know.
One thing we've been talking about as a Cowboys problem, maybe an NFL problem, is their inability defensively when they go up against one of these coaching staffs from the Shanahan tree. You played, of course, for Mike, blocked for a 2,000-yard rusher. What are the keys to that Shanahan running scheme? And has it evolved as you've been watching it grow with Kyle and LaFleur and now Clint Kubiak with the Saints?
Yeah, get a lead and then don't let them run. They're just really good at the way they operate their run game. And I think one of the things that that scheme does a great job of is obviously, you know, it's really based out of the wide zone, but it's a lot deeper. There's a lot more involved in it now. There's still a lot of gap stuff they run. They really run a lot of complementary stuff. And so, you know, you're running like, for me, and I don't want to get too technical, but you're running the backside of tight zone, right? And you've got the same footwork all the time. You're coming off the ball. You're coming off the ball. And I always say, make guys play schemes, not blocks. So you're coming off the ball in that tight zone, and they're playing that, and they're playing that, and they're trying to squeeze and, you know, cross your face, but squeeze your face down. And then all of a sudden you say, okay, now we're going to run power or counter, and we're going to double team that. We're going to use the exact same footwork that that guy has seen five times, and now he's going to squeeze, and now we're going to roll him over and take him four gaps out of where he's supposed to be, and we're running counter gap scheme on the you know, coming back at him. And so you set people up by the way you run the ball. One thing San Francisco does such a great job of is attacking the edge. So 1 minute, you know, you'll attack a defensive end, and it'll be between tackle and tight end. That's called the tray block. Then all of a sudden you'll have two tight ends over there in a, like a West formation, and then it's two tight ends attacking that defensive end. And that's called, you know, that's called a quad. And then all of a sudden you'll have one tight end over there. The tackle will work in combination backside with a guard, and that tight end will basically kind of arc release, and all of a sudden the fullback will come from the backfield and log that or hit that guy in the ear hole. And so now I just showed you, or I just told you, three different ways to block a defensive end on, say, 18 handoffs. And all three of those things are the exact same play for nine players. But there's just two guys changing their responsibility. But it looks like three completely different plays to a defensive end. And you can get them four different ways. And that's what they do. So they get you just playing on skates because you're like, where are they coming from? And what play am I defending? For the offense, it's really easy, but for the defense, it looks like a bunch of different plays, and so it makes it very difficult.
Mark Schlereth with us here on The Fan. Now, a broadcaster question for you, because we heard that Brady might not be able to get in these production meetings before these games because of the ownership stuff with the Raiders. I don't know how true that exactly is, but how important are those meetings as a guy who calls games? If you weren't a part of those meetings, do you feel like you'd have your hand behind your back a little bit calling these games?
You know, can you do it? Yeah. Can you like some, a lot of guys do it on Zoom, and I don't know if they're just saying you can't come into the meeting. I don't know, you know, I don't know what that is. And, you know, so guys do it on Zoom or whatever. I don't ever, I demand that the teams meet with me in person. I want to be for what I say. And I also want to meet people and talk to people and ask real football questions. And I want to sit down with coach and say, hey, man, last week on this player, 2 weeks ago, you guys did this. What's the, like, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Why is that? Who made the mistake? Like, what? Like, I want to know. Like, I really want to learn about football. Like, I'm constantly learning about the game. I love it. So I love sitting down. And, you know, because I do it that way, I mean, I've probably gotten – you know, five or six consulting jobs over the years, just, you know, for different teams. And, And, you know, I got a Rolodex of head coaches and offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators in my phone that I call and I lean on because those guys respect it. Like, coaches love, you guys know this, coaches love to talk about football.
They do.
That's what they love to talk about. They don't want to, if you sit down with them and you talk about, you know, what every beat writer in America say, well, so-and-so said that, you know, this guy was grumpy because he only played three plays on defense. And then you go in and ask them the same damn thing, they tune you out. But when you ask them an actual football question, like something you want to know about the broadcast, like, and they're like, oh, okay. Like, I want to talk to this guy because it's refreshing that he's actually looked at all the film.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just kind of how I do it. And I just, like, I'm not, listen, man, obviously, you know, I mean, Brady comes into town, I get kicked to the curb. So, you know, I mean, I get where I stand, but I'm not the best in the world by any stretch of the imagination. But I love this game. I'm passionate about this game. And, I do it the way I do it, and it may not be the best, but, you know, if you don't like it, I don't give a crap. That's the way I do it.
Well, I know football junkies love your breakdowns right now. We're getting great reaction here on our text toy as Mark Schlereth continues here in the nation. Did you call Ravens Raiders this week?
No. I had Giants Washington, which was a phenomenal game. First game in history where the Giants scored three touchdowns and didn't give up a touchdown and lost. It's the first time in the history of the National Football League that has ever happened.
It's amazing.
Where a team scored three touchdowns and didn't give up one and lost the game.
So we're trying to figure out, you know, what to make of this Ravens team. Are they 0-2 bad? Is this a good team just off to a slow start? What do you think?
Oh, I think they've had some O-line issues. I think that's definitely true. I also think that they've had some identity issues. And, you know, I think almost, you know, John Harbaugh came out before the season started unsolicited and said, you know, Lamar Jackson is going to go down in history as the best quarterback that ever played the game. And, you know, and it almost feels like there's some self-fulfilling prophecy going on there. Listen, Lamar is a two-time MVP. Lamar's incredible. Lamar is not a drop back, you know, eat you from the pocket alive guy on a consistent basis. Sorry, he just isn't. But he's one of the most dynamic athletes I've ever watched. He's one of the very few guys I've ever watched in the NFL that can take NFL players and make them look like JV players. Like, he's that gifted. And, you know, John also said, hey, I didn't sign Derrick Henry to carry it 30 times a game. What? Have you looked at him? He's 6'3", 250 pounds, and can outrun a DB. Like, you better get it 30. You better get it 25 times a game. Like, what did you bring him there for? You got 15 carries the first game. Listen, I get that you're trying to evolve, and I get that you're trying to, you know, save your quarterback. Whatever. You are what you are. And, like, what Lamar is awesome. So let him be that. It kills me. Like, put a guy in a position to fail. Don't be surprised when he fails. You're the dumbass that put him there. Like, I don't understand what it is about NFL coaches that want to look at what a guy can't do and want to live in that realm. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. What can he do? What is he good at? Let's let him live there. As opposed to saying, you know what, hey, we win a lot of games like this, but I really wish we could do some of these things, so let's just let them live there for a while and cost ourselves games. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, he is one of the most dynamic, unbelievable athletes I've ever seen. Let's let him just be that, you know, and let him live there, and we'll win a lot of games, and maybe we can figure it out in the playoffs, and maybe we'll win a championship that way.
Great stuff, Mark. Have a good week, and we'll catch you up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth with you, just dropping bombs, an absolute carpet bombing of NFL knowledge here with you every Tuesday at 4:40. It's Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Okay, in addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking us?
The glaring weakness for the front runner's offense and a Ravens sneak peek next year in the nation.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.